Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Cigar Store Idiots. I am Rob, and I have a special guest. I have with me, God, you can tell I haven't done this in a while.
Spit it out.
Sir, could you tell the people your name? State your name for the record.
My name for the record is Danny Burnham.
What's going on, Danny?
Oh, man. It's just fantastic to be here.
It sounds like we might have tried to do this before.
Maybe so. It's always awkward the second time around.
A couple of seconds ago, so
pretend like we didn't do it.
Yeah, so I got button happy and just started mashing all these different buttons, and then I realized that my microphone wasn't even on.
You turned into a hip hop DJ over there for just a minute.
I did. I was trying to splice in two songs, and again, that's above my pay grade.
This is why I have a producer on my podcast.
I was going to say, if Tango was here, he probably could have pulled this off. So, how's life treating you, man? How's everything going? You getting ready for the big weekend?
Big weekend. What's the big weekend? All I'm right. Just kidding. It's
well, there's some. I'm some fired. People are going to be hiding Easter
eggs. My church just fired me.
Oh, no.
No, man, we're fired up. It's, I hate to be like it's our biggest day of the year, but it kind of is. You know,
is it like it's like Black Friday, but it's not Friday
for church,
and yeah, it really is. It's crazy.
So. We're fired up about Easter. Got good things going on.
Look, I had this got brought to my attention yesterday. I'd met with Mitch and a group of guys. We kind of meet every other Wednesday and kind of discuss things that are going on, this, that, and the other. And we were talking about the Trump rally, and he got inside the Trump rally.
Mitch did.
Yeah. He's in there. Sorry, Mitch, you didn't want me to say this, but I had to say this because you brought it home. It was a point that you made that was like, I can't stop thinking about it. David Perdue was up there talking before the Donald shows up, and he's talking about there's a part where he's getting this philosophical religious type thing, and he's going, my friend, I forgot who the friend was, and I was there. I was at the Trump rally, but I was on the outside. I wasn't lucky enough to get inside. I was outside where all the circus clowns were. But he said, and my friend wrote in the back of my Bible, and I quote, "I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free."
Oh, here we go.
"And I won't forget the man who died who gave that
right to me."
So, like, people are like getting ecstatic and like, yeah, you know, praise the Lord. They got their hands in the air. And Mitch is like, no, that's not anything to do with the Bible.
There are people in that room who thought that was scripture.
That's Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA.
Yeah. And God bless
a draft dodging Canadian.
Oh, man.
But he was telling this story. And like, I remember when I was out there, and I heard him quoting "God Bless the USA." I heard him quoting it. I missed all the part where he was like, "And in the back of my Bible."
Oh, man.
So I called Mitch this morning, and I was like, he left him a message. I was like, "Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I was thinking about you, and I just wanted to share a little thing with you that I'm proud to be American, or at least I know I'm free, and I'll never forget that guy who wrote it in the back of my Bible for me."
Oh, man.
But, man, we just had to, like, when we talked about it, we weren't joking or jesting. It wasn't funny in nature when we were talking about it. But today, give me time to marinate on it.
Yeah.
And I'll pull some comedy out of it somewhere.
Absolutely. It's in there somewhere, right?
So he called me and he's like, "Dude, I almost wrecked my car in the ditch. I was laughing so hard at my voicemail." So anyways, yeah. So, yeah, I had to share that with you. I wanted to share that with you.
As a preacher, man, that touches my heart.
But what we're looking at is people's taking the Bible.
Yeah.
They're standing on the Bible and talking about something that's totally irrelevant, has nothing to do with the Bible.
Right. But, you know, people think a lot of things about the Bible, like Donald Trump is the second coming. God bless him. Yeah, you know, I voted for the guy twice, but man, come on. The Trump Bible, right? So beyond David Perdue having Lee Greenwood's handwriting in his Bible, now there's just the Trump Bible that's out.
And I guess, it's the Trump Bible, and I think that probably it might be scratched in the back of it somewhere.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's a...
Was that like an infomercial?
I guess.
It's insane. It's insane.
It is. The politician worship.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What are we doing? What are we even doing now?
We're doomed, Rob.
that is about as good as this podcast is. This thing is, we're about to go in a direction. that takes many other directions. It takes many different forms. This, we're going to jump in our way back machine on this. We're going to go way back. But everybody, unless you're living under a rock or you don't pay attention to what's going on in the world, Sean Combs is on the run. Puff Daddy, Puffy, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
On the run. And apparently, he is being, I guess, investigated for sex trafficking.
Among other things.
Among other things. And 50 tried to tell us. Cat Williams told us at the beginning of the year.
Man.
Kanye tried to tell us. Had a female that used to write with Lauryn Hill, was a singer back in the day, Jaguar Wright. She tried to tell us. Everybody thought she was crazy. Guess what? They ain't so crazy now.
Maybe they're not so crazy.
It's not so crazy now. All these things are coming out. And it ain't just him. It's so many different people, dude.
The Nickelodeon thing just dropped the other day,
right? That whole Nickelodeon thing just dropped the other day. Think Dan Schneider still got a job?
Probably.
I think Brian Peck probably still working for Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
all this stuff is like transpiring. At the beginning of the year, I kind of did, after Cat Williams did his podcast on Shannon Sharpe's podcast platform, is it Club Shay Shay?
Club Shay Shay, yeah.
So I had like kind of, I was like, oh man, this is it. This is the year. People's going to go down. It's going to go down in a blaze of glory. And I kind of did like a little, I guess a prelude to things to happen.
Yeah.
And man, it happened like a couple of days ago.
It's rolling out, right?
What is it? We used to say, it's hell with the lid off. And man, it's going down. There's so many things in it. And I want to go, like I said, we was going to get back on the Wayback Machine. Do you know Sean Combs' dad is? You know anything about him?
I feel like I should. Who is this?
His name is just Melvin Earl Combs. He was a military guy, but you know who he was associated with?
Okay, here we go. Who was he associated with?
The heroin king of Harlem, Frank Lucas.
Nuh-uh.
He was a guy. Yeah, he was tight with him back in the day. So if we go back all the way that far, in the very beginning, I guess when Sean's growing up, he's seeing all this. You know, they don't tell him what he's seeing as a kid.
Right.
He's around these organized crime, you know, criminals.
Said way back. I thought we were going back like 95.
Well, we're going to get there too. So all these things have been going on. People have been trying to warn us for years. Now all this stuff's actually really starting to come out. He's on the run. Apparently his home was raided in LA and in Miami. They raided both homes.
Both homes.
It was Homeland Security, and I guess the FBI on sex trafficking.
See.
Speculation.
Yeah, that's a big tale, right? That it wasn't just the local task force.
You know, it's legit when Homeland Security is getting involved with it. So he's taken off. He got in his private jet and took off, and he's somewhere. Is he in Africa? Somewhere like in some sort of weird islands where he can't be extradited back to the United States.
Yeah, they said he's headed somewhere that doesn't have an extradition treaty with us.
I could not find that.
They stopped his plane in Miami at some point, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But he's still, at that time, he wasn't being detained or wasn't told he could leave the States. So he left the States.
What I don't understand is why they didn't just arrest him when they raided his house. They arrested, what's the other
son,
guy?
One of the sons got arrested.
Was it his
somebody,
son?
Yeah, and somebody else. But he wasn't there. He was gone already. Okay. No, he was gone. Yeah. He was already gone. I want to go back to this. I leaned on this a little bit in that little episode that I did the first of the year. So, we all know Biggie and Tupac, and we know what happened to both of those guys.
Right.
They got shot, but we don't really know what happened to those
both
guys.
Both unsolved murders.
So, the tale going around is that, you know, Biggie was on Puffy's label. They had Bad Boy Records, Bad Boy Productions, whatever it was. And so, Biggie didn't agree with Puffy's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like the things that he did. So the story was he was leaving Bad Boy and he was going to go to Death Row Records. That's what Biggie was going to do.
Story, yeah.
So immediately if that happens, Puffy's irrelevant.
Right.
Like there's nothing there. There's no meat on the bone for me anymore because everything's going to swing to death row.
Puffy discovered a lot of people, but none of them were on the level of Biggie.
Exactly. So Biggie didn't agree with the lifestyle. He was going to leave Bad Boy and he was going to go to death row. And unfortunately what happens, Biggie ends up dead. Tupac ends up dead. Well, think about who's the new king of hip hop in the East, on the East Coast when Biggie dies.
You know, when you look at something like that, like a murder, a high profile, especially like you need to look no further than who would benefit the most from somebody being gone.
Right.
And I ain't saying Sean Combs killed him. Like, I'm not going there.
Allegedly.
You're more than welcome. This is your podcast.
Yeah. I'm just throwing out there what I'm just throwing things out there. This is all alleged.
Right.
Alleged.
Right.
So.
It was the, who stands to benefit the most. This is, you know, carries on the theme on the, let's go to grunge and rock music. Who benefited the most from Kurt Cobain dying?
Yeah.
You know, did Kurt shoot himself with a shotgun? Maybe.
Did Courtney do it?
Hey.
Maybe. But let's look at this new face, this new guy coming in that has embraced, Sean Combs embraces, Puffy's embracing this guy. You got Jay-Z. Jay-Z comes out of nowhere, dude.
Yeah.
He's out of nowhere.
Yeah, nobody ever.
Nobody knows this guy. Nobody knows this cat. They don't know anything about him. I'll tell you somebody that did know something about Jay-Z. R. Kelly knew about him.
R. Kelly.
So R. Kelly, Jay-Z, and Puffy are tight.
Yeah.
They're all close.
Yeah.
Right? And then that whole deal happens with Aaliyah. She ends up dead. Apparently, she had a relationship with Jay-Z. She's having one with R. Kelly.
With R. Kelly.
Now that people are being drugged at Puffy's house and ending up on videos doing things that they don't remember.
Yeah.
For blackmail purposes.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder what was going on there. So what my whole thing was when I did this podcast a while back was like Jay-Z's had his hands. He's been around all the bad people.
Yeah.
Like he's always been around when bad things happen to people, but he always ascends. Like, he's always ascending.
Yeah,
the next thing he does.
He's just
so R. Kelly gets popped, and then Puffy, Jay-Z separate themselves from him. Mm-hmm. They leave him out there, you know. He's out there just kind of taking the brunt of all this, going to prison, which I thought was odd that he never said anything about them. Like, he never was like, oh, I'm not the only one.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't he have thrown them under the bus?
Yeah.
And, you know, like you and I both know and have been associated with people in our lives that might or might not be in prison now. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So that the same could be said for any of us, I guess, but unless we just aren't guilty, and that's why we didn't go down with them.
Right.
But, yeah, why didn't he? Why didn't he roll over? That's the thing to do these days.
For sure.
You get busted, you start pointing fingers and naming names.
Yeah. So, apparently, this whole deal, like, so we got that. You think about that. All those things are there.
Right.
So now you go to, you got, this is so many people. So many, I'm telling you, this thing goes in so many different directions. Yeah, Cassie, who was with Puffy.
Yeah.
Which her name was, I believe it was Cassandra Ventura.
Yeah.
She was with him for over a decade. She was trafficked out to other artists. She was sexually assaulted. All these terrible things happened to her. She was trapped. She couldn't get away from her.
Yeah.
Somebody very close to her and Puffy ended up a female that worked for them or worked for him was trying to help her. She ended up mysteriously dying.
See, when you're surrounded by people who mysteriously die and you're the common denominator, like at the very least, you got to wonder, you know, like how's this, what's going on there?
Yeah. And then you got Cassie, 50 Cent. Didn't ever want to have anything to do with Sean Combs.
Right.
Never want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
He tried to distance himself from him the whole time. No, he's not a Boy Scout by no means. But if he don't want to mess with you, you know something's. I mean, 50 yeah. is 50 is a gangbanger. Like,
well, if I'm 50 and I'm coming up from, you know, Detroit, nobody's ever really heard of me before, and I'm trying to break in, maybe I'm willing to risk my reputation a little bit by hanging out with that guy because he can make me a star.
Yeah.
But no thanks, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, he didn't, that's not the route he wanted to go because he knew what the deal was too. He knew the lifestyle that they was living too.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be a part of it. So here's another crazy thing. At the time that Beyonce and Jay-Z's married, Jay-Z met Beyonce when she was underage.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, grooming, doing all those things.
Oh, man.
And now she's like, you know, about to have his kid. Like 2011, she's pregnant with his kid.
Yeah.
Well, he's having an affair.
Yeah.
He's having an affair, and he's got a lady named Kathy White. She's a mistress, and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She mysteriously dies of an aneurysm. Dies of an aneurysm.
Oh, man.
Kind of like when Puffy had a girl that he was trying to get rid of named Kim Porter, who also died of a mysterious death at a young age. So it's like they're following the same playbook.
Yeah.
We're just taking a look at all of it. Right. You know, you make your own assumptions of what you think is going on.
Well, they're all elements in the equation, right? Well, regardless of whether or not Sean Combs has ever pulled the trigger or injected somebody.
People's died around him. Right.
Don't die around you, Rob. Like, nobody's mysteriously dying. Not yet.
I mean, not after this podcast, maybe. I don't know. So maybe I'm saying too much.
I'm not suicidal.
I am, I love myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing that they did, that Puffy did, is he had these things called freak out parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so these would consist of people doing drugs. And then a lot of times it was just dudes playing basketball naked. That's how it started. That's how the party started.
No, thanks. I don't like any of y'all that much.
So, yeah, Jamie Foxx was filming the freak out parties. He was there. He's a big part of the freak out parties. We all remember what happened to Jamie Foxx last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost died mysteriously. Or some
maybe
weird he sickness.
Did, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, I know. Some of the pictures is kind of sketchy. Yeah. So, in that time when all that's going on, so he's got like these freak out parties where they're doing, you know, people's getting on, you know, on drugs and getting naked and doing all this crazy stuff. Well, it's all being documented and recorded. Who's at these parties and videoed.
Right.
So you get, now we're looking at, we're on a Jeffrey Epstein level.
Yeah. Let me compromise all these people so they'll do exactly what I want them to
do. Yes. You're going to do what I say, or you're going to get exposed. Right. So we're doing this, and then we've got the whole thing with Usher came in when he's 14 years old. Mm. L.A. Reid told Usher's mom that he needed to go to Diddy camp. Diddle camp is what it probably was. And he needed to live with him for a year. Who's going to send their 14-year-old off?
Nobody named Danny Burnham.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So he's there for a year. Things happen. There's stories reported where things happening to him.
Right.
And to the point where his mom had to take him to the hospital.
Oh.
But none of that, they won't talk about any of that.
Well, of course not.
His bodyguard is, though. His bodyguard's talking, Puffy's bodyguard's talking about all this stuff.
Yeah, well, he's in a spot to go down for a while himself. Yeah. So
he's got a name. He's plea bargaining now probably at some point. Absolutely. Because he knows all this stuff's going on. Right. He knows all this stuff's happening. And then there's that weird video with Justin Bieber when Justin Bieber's a kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's going to diddle camp too, him and his friend.
Oh man.
And, man, just so many weird, awful, if nothing happened, if they like came out and found out nothing happened, man, it was a very bizarre, strange time for a whole lot of people for nothing to just happen. It's just all hearsay stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe there's any such thing as coincidence.
I don't either.
You know, so people are dropping dead and disappearing, and how many, you know, lawsuits at this point, or not lawsuits, just really weird stuff like these videos you're talking about. And
they're finding tunnels underneath the houses.
See, a tunnel. When you find a tunnel, it's never good. Right? You know,
I still want to know what all the tunnels were up in New York.
Well, right? We found tunnels. There's got to be. You don't do anything in a tunnel. Like, you don't dig a tunnel because you're like,
this ain't World War II.
Doing things on the up and up.
Right.
You know?
Right. This ain't Vietnam or World War II where you're traveling under tunnels.
Right.
Something shady's going on.
Yeah.
So all these names are coming out now. We got all this stuff that's happening. And I'm going to call off some of these names, and then I'm going to let you get into the list of lawsuits that you pulled up, a bunch of lawsuits. Some of them I didn't even have any idea. People that attended the freakout parties. You got Usher. You got Meek Mills, Kevin Hart, French Montana. You got Jamie Foxx. Now they're talking about people that are involved with the freakout parties, maybe not at the party, but, you know, involved some way. You got Steve Harvey. You got T.D. Jakes.
Mm.
You got Rick Ross. The CEO of Universal Music which is huge. Clive Davis was, which I'm hearing is one of the biggest scumbuckets in the industry business that anybody ever known. And I don't know if you knew this, but there's a thing with him. Like, you know, he was with Whitney Houston. He found Whitney Houston. He's with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, he was a huge deal.
And we know Whitney, like, died of a drug overdose when she died. So the story was with Clive Davis was Whitney just got out of rehab and that she was okay. Like, she's got out of rehab, and this joker shows up to this party they're having for her. Like, just got out of rehab party. Sounds like a terrible idea.
Right, that's fantastic.
You don't. He goes to visit her in her room, comes out, and then I think, is it Brandy? The singer Brandy finds Whitney Houston dead, overdosed.
Yeah.
Right after Clive Davis has an interaction with her. And he recommends that they keep partying because that's what Whitney would have wanted them to do.
I mean, if I die at a party, y'all just carry on.
What kind of drugs are they on?
All of them. I mean, let's talk about what they could afford. Yes. What kind of drugs could these people afford? You know, like,
oh, I don't do
whatever
it.
They wanted. They were all the drugs.
We all knew Whitney said crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Right. So maybe these people are doing drugs we never heard of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously. Apparently, Clive Davis is caught on video. He's turning over video from these parties.
Okay.
Why would he have access to the videos? Why would he have access to it?
That's a good question. I mean,
one of the things 50 Cent said that when Puffy was trying to hook up with him and they was going, you know, be boys or whatever, he's like, I want to take you shopping. And he's like, whoa, you want to do what? He's like, I'm going to take you shopping. I'm going to get you set up. I'm going to outfit you. He's like, there ain't no man going to take me shopping for clothes.
Let's go shopping.
But apparently that was his thing because he did French Montana the same way. Like, yeah. And, you know, he owns Ciroc, which is a vodka company.
Right.
And he gave French Montana his own flavor of a flavored vodka.
His own flavored vodka.
There was another, like, I think there was another guy, I want to say, there was another young rapper that was just coming up. And Puffy wanted to take him. He's like, you know, he had Sean John was out. That was his clothing
line.
He took him to Sean John and they treated him like a celebrity. Outfitted him, gave him all these clothes. And then things started getting weird. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I'm not, you can have your clothes back. I don't want anything to do with it.
That label kind of disappeared one day, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
It's just all of it's so nasty, dude. And it's all so twisted. And we'll go with Steve Harvey.
Cat Williams mentioned Steve Harvey, you know, specifically and in no uncertain terms on the Shay Shay podcast.
Cat Williams drug him. Yeah. Like, drug him about how he would steal people's material, this, that, and the other. Well, if you go back, there's so many videos of Steve Harvey, like, talking about Sean Combs, how he was, like, he's a pillar of our community. He spends this much money helping this organization and this organization. Like, he's always trying to raise them up, up when everybody knows he's just a slimy dirtbag. And, but here's something I didn't know about Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey was attending the freak out parties. Mm. Steve Harvey's ex-wife and son and cousin, nephew, whatever, they found, like, Steve would be gone. He'd be gone for days. And so they found a room inside of the house that had a keypad, and they figured out, they messed around with it till they unlocked it and went in, and it was a desk and a computer with a bunch of homosexual pornography on it.
Oh.
And so then the ex-wife starts putting together like some other things that she thought was odd. Apparently and allegedly, Steve Harvey have been having a homosexual relationship with Bill Cosby for years.
What?
And if you go back and take a look, because I looked at some of this stuff, I was like looking at all this stuff, rotting my brain, of course. Steve Harvey was the only person that ever had Bill Cosby's back when he was accused of assaulting over 60 women.
Yeah.
He was the only person that continued to be there for him and talk about him and talk him up. And there's stories of Steve Harvey coming home late at night from Bill Cosby's house. And
they ain't over there playing Call of Duty.
No, sir. They ain't over there. They might be over there eating pudding pops, but I don't believe it was the kind in the freezer. It's a lot going on. So I didn't know that about Steve Harvey. I didn't either. So I started taking a look at all this, and I'm just like, holy cow, man. So we got Steve Harvey involved in this thing. Kevin Hart, like, think about everybody Cat Williams called out.
He named names.
You know who he didn't call out? Prince. He said Prince was a friend of his.
Yeah.
And they shared a common.
Prince was just openly odd, though.
Prince was weird.
You know what I'm saying?
He's weird.
So, like, the kind of guy that was as weird as Prince was, like, I don't think.
He wouldn't even get down with
it. He's not hiding anything, though. You know what I mean?
Like, he was a hypersexual guy, but I don't think he wasn't a devious person that committed crimes with it, you know? He's the only dude that could walk into the bar with a pair of high heels and have his eyelashes done.
And everybody's just cool with it.
And take your girlfriend home with him. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, and then now I've seen a video. So T.D. Jakes is like, he's on the chopping block big time right now. And so he has been at several, there's allegedly video out there of T.D. Jakes at the freakout parties.
Yeah.
Like at the, let's play basketball in our underwear.
Put my pastor hat on for a minute. T.D. Jakes is at freakout parties.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody's always like, well, Jesus ate with the sinners. Jesus,
he didn't play basketball naked.
Did not play naked basketball with the sinners, and he told them to stop being sinners.
Yeah,
T.D. Jakes going to the freakout party.
No,
was not there to convert souls. It sounds like,
you know what he said Sunday. Mm. He said, "I'm not here to talk about lies that's being spoke against me. I'm here to talk about the and the people's going woo like going crazy out there.
Man,
y'all bunch of idiots. Y'all been hoodwinked.
All duped."
Every one of you.
We've talked about him before.
But yeah, there's some things that's going to be coming out. Because now he's trying to be like, well, Puffy Sean Combs, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him. He was troubled. And I was there to try to help him.
He was troubled.
He's more than troubled. Yeah, he's evil.
Let's step aside. You know, if I'm going to help you, like, let's step aside. And maybe we don't go to the freakout party. Maybe we go.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
go to Whataburger.
We'll get some coffee, you know.
I mean, go to Chick-fil-A. I'll come get some of the Lord's chicken.
Freakout party and make sure things don't get out of hand. Well, there, you know, it's a freakout party. Yeah,
apparently he's on video. He frequented several freakout parties. Guess who's gone now? Guess who got on their plane in L.A. and took off, and nobody really knows where they are.
Oh, who was this? I was reading this morning the name. Who was it?
Jay-Z and Beyonce with their kids.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Huh.
They're in hiding.
Reckon where they went?
Probably wherever he is.
Yeah, sure.
Wherever there's no extradition charges.
Right, yeah.
And people are saying now, because if we can go back to what we were talking about earlier, when we were talking about Kathy White, Jay-Z's mistress, is Beyonce going to testify? Or is she going to be an accomplice?
Yes.
You know, we're
the above.
Yeah. I mean, let's think about it. It's
she's
going to
testify as an accomplice for a lighter sentence.
They had a concert a couple of months ago. I don't know where they were at. And they both were out on stage together. And you can go back. You can watch the video, Beyonce and Jay-Z. And some man charged them, like, from behind the stage.
Yeah.
Like, tried to get to them. Wonder why. Wonder what reasons there was.
I mean, you know? There's reasons.
Kanye,
there's always a reason.
Kanye even said he had, like, a concert where he was talking about some of this exact stuff that we were talking about. He's like, Jay-Z, I know how you are. And he's like, I want you. And this is at a concert, talking out loud. This is all on video. He's talked the truth about all these people. Now, he does say some crazy outlandish stuff.
He says some wild stuff.
But he for sure has said some things that were truthful. And I think that's why people didn't really get scared before when he would say things, because he said all this other crazy stuff, right. So it all sounds crazy. But now, some of the stuff that he said is starting to, like, make you,
well,
when
you
scratch
see
your head.
You know, when he says this stuff, and it's easy to say, well, he's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but when this stuff starts happening and you see it, you know, now they're raiding people's houses and you go, well, maybe.
This is just the beginning. Like, this is just the beginning. Like, you're going to see so many people, big names. The name that shocked me the most, like, none of it really surprises me, but this one surprised me, was Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Prince Harry at the freakout parties. He's named in a $30 million lawsuit.
I mean, if you're Prince Harry and you're a young guy and you're in the, well, what's Prince Harry do for a living? You know,
Donald Trump said a few years back, you know, because Meghan Markle spoke out against him and he said, I'm not a big fan of hers. He said, but I'll just say this, Prince Henry, I feel sorry for you. Because one day I'm not going to be able to help you. one day. So it's like he knew years ago that there was some nonsense going on. And also in that same picture with Prince Henry sitting there like all sweaty, dancing, having a good time, drinking some French Montana Ciroc, pulling my shirt off, playing some basketball later. Guess who was in the background? His brother.
His brother. Yeah.
And we all know what happened to Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
Like she's like went.
You think she's dead.
That video came out. Now I'm like, you know, I'm like, how can I not say that's not her in the video? Like talking about her stomach cancer.
Well, when is this podcast going to come out?
I'm going to drop it tomorrow.
Okay. So we said this today. Yeah. And then one of us get hit by a bus or struck by lightning now and then. And then the podcast comes out and like, was he dead or not? Like
March 29th.
Yeah. There you go.
2024 going out 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's who knows when that video was made.
Yeah. They actually, and I forgot to mention this guy, Brennan Paul. He was Diddy's drug mule.
He's the guy.
They arrested him at the airport, so they got him. So you know this guy's gonna be singing.
Oh yeah, if I'm just the mule, I'm definitely spilling the beans.
Sean Combs' son ain't gonna take the heat for all this.
No,
he's gonna. Mm-hmm. He's like, why? I didn't have a choice. He was my dad. I did whatever he told me to do.
Right.
I mean, we're looking at that scenario, that situation. Oh, so
man.
It's a house of cards, man. Like, just take a look at all these people we've talked about and take a look at what's going on in their lives right now.
Yeah.
There's a, man, and in Meek Mill's, buddy, there's a whole audio clip of him at the freak out party with Diddy, and they ain't playing basketball, son. It's just nasty, terrible, gross, anything that you can think of. I forgot about the candy room. I left that out. Had the candy room, you know, where,
Man.
You know, underage girls, underage boys, you know, giving them, what is it? I guess candy laced with THC or whatever else they can get in.
Well, that's what they busted, Brennan Paul's at his name with that on, you know what I'm saying? He's got it with him. So it wasn't a new thing.
That and cocaine. Yeah. Cocaine.
Oh, my God.
The devil's dandruff.
So what's the... What's the overlap then between Diddy and all that web of what's going on over there and like Epstein Island?
Yeah.
How closely are they related?
This is the same thing.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. He got the playbook from somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody taught him.
Well, that was the whole premise of Epstein Island was to bring all these people in, get pictures of them doing things they ought not be doing. And now you got to do exactly what we talked about a minute ago.
Yeah.
So you bring all your buddies in and we're all just party together.
This is on the Hollywood level. And then, you know, I keep seeing this one thing that keeps popping up about Charlie Sheen and Corey Haim and how they can allow that man to not. Corey Haim's dead, of course.
Right.
But how they can allow that man to walk free after the things that he's done to so many different people.
Just roll
out. It's a tip of the iceberg. This whole thing is a tip of the iceberg.
The frustrating thing about that, and maybe at the end of the day, that the same thing's going to happen here. These people never really seem to get their comeuppance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's always a way that, well, he took a plea deal or,
right.
You know, they just dropped the charges mysteriously when, you know, you never hear the media certainly quits covering it.
Like Ghislaine Maxwell gets arrested for sex trafficking, but there's nobody arrested.
There's no victims. There's no associates
that were arrested that she sold underage kids to.
So who is she selling these people to? Yeah.
It's just odd. It's all very odd. It's gross behavior. It's one of the reasons why, like, I hope our kids never want to get involved in to be famous. Because I really, truly, honest to God, feel like to get to a certain level, you have got to sell your soul.
You have to, yeah. It
seems
that
if you're not willing to do that, then you're never going to reach...
Yeah,
this type of status. Look at the status these people have, man.
Yeah, this is the top. This is the top of the A-list, you know, a lot of these names, and it's people that household names.
I completely forgot one big name, huge name. Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah?
Tyler Perry, yeah.
Okay.
He's in this whole mix of folks. Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's in this whole mix of folks.
I hadn't heard his name
it's
associated
all
with it.
Going to come out. Whoever is not... whoever they don't want you to know is doing anything is not going to get in trouble.
Right.
There's going to be a small group of like the drug mule or Sean Combs' son. There's going to be people that's, they'll be martyrs for the cause.
People that we don't know.
But it'll be people we don't know. We've never heard of. But these other folks, these big names, like Kevin Hart, good God, Jay-Z, Beyonce, yeah. all them, I don't think anything's going to happen to them, man.
I don't either, and that's what I mean. That's so frustrating because it's all this stuff's going to come out, and, you know, court stuff is public record, and we, you know, you can dig all this stuff up, but it's, yeah, it's going to go away.
Yeah, it's going to, it's just, it's unfortunate, man. It's, we just live in such a nasty world, and people doing these things, and not being held accountable. Like, yeah. That's the worst part of it all.
Yeah, you and I can't get away with a speeding ticket.
No.
You know?
No, if you sell G.I. Joes on eBay, you better file them on your taxes,
better
son.
Pay the taxes, yeah. So, no, you have to.
Oh, my God.
But one day our podcast will both blow up and we'll be this kind of famous.
Yeah, it's going to blow up or get me blown up.
One of the two
things is going to happen. So.
So as early as 1991, Diddy was hit with his first lawsuit, and I want to say he was 19 at the time, and I'm looking at what was going on there. Him and Heavy D had put on this charity basketball game, and something happened, and there ends up being a stampede, and some folks got killed. Like, it was a big deal. But could I have done that at 19 and that same thing happened to me? Probably. So, like, there are things. And
yeah.
Then he gets hit with lawsuits. When you're a billionaire, I guess lawsuits are just part of the game. So there's a bunch of those. But there are some that really, like, stood out and kind of stuck. You know, 1995, there's some beef between Diddy and a limousine driver, at which time his bodyguards curb stomped the guy.
Like, I think I remember that.
Yeah, this was in the news. They beat the brakes off this guy. The plaintiff wins by default because Diddy didn't bother to show up for court. Yeah. Right? He settles and writes him a check or whatever. There's felony charges in 99 where he beat up Steve Stout, who was also a record exec. Puffy pays the guy $500,000, and they basically, you know, shook hands and made up, and $500,000.
If I let him beat me up for $500,000?
I can take a pretty sound beating for $500,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go in a few hours and get scrambled
for free.
For nothing, yeah. So, yeah, beat me up for $500,000. Roger Mills, a TV, this is also in 99, cable TV host in Detroit, had a video. He did an interview with him and with Puffy, Sean, P. Diddy, whatever we're calling him, about the death of Biggie Smalls.
P. Diddle.
Right? So then Diddy wants the control of this tape, this video. Roger Mills didn't want to hand it over to him. So what happens? They beat
him up.
Strong-armed
him.
Yeah, they just gooned the guy, him and his entourage. So there was that. 2011, his bodyguards assaulted this guy's. They called him a paparazzo. You know, he's the paparazzi chasing people around with cameras. Gustavo Garces. They beat him up because he took a picture of Diddy just outside the club or whatever. They just stomped the guy. So that's up to 2011. And then, of course, later on, at the end of last year, there were three lawsuits in 7 days that we've kind of gone into already.
Right.
You know, between he relinquished. I thought this was interesting as far as the timeline goes. He relinquished the publishing rights to all the Bad Boy artists in September of 23, and then the next month he gets hit with all these lawsuits. So
I think he's kind of liquidating some cash,
right? Or you know, maybe I need my income to drop a little bit so I can dump all this stuff off, and you know, so that's kind of the timeline. This is not a new thing for
him. No, he's a career criminal. He's a career criminal. I mean, it's just what it is. One thing that I cannot wait for that I'm just absolutely like chomping at the bit, waiting for this to go down. You know, 50 Cent's kind of been on this whole thing, you know, kind of trying to, you know, tell people all these years how things were and this, that, and the other. And this man has been documenting things for years, but he's not documenting it to blackmail anybody. He's going to expose them.
Right.
And so, I don't know when it's going to drop, when it's going to come out, but he's releasing a docuseries called Diddy Do It.
Ah.
Nice little play on words.
Yeah.
He said that he's got so much information. There's so much damning information that he has on Sean Combs that it will absolutely shatter every single record of viewing or streaming services there has ever been. Like, it will completely...
So is he going to drop this before or after the trial?
You know what? I heard Sean Combs' attorneys have reached out saying he better lawyer up because if he releases it, then they're going to sue. But I don't know, man. I don't know what grounds he has because he's not he's not slandering him.
No, I mean, if it's...
I think he may have to get a couple of things that stick, and then he can release it probably.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking legally.
Stand up. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, if he's just got video from a party.
Yeah.
You know, like that he might have shot on his cell phone.
Or pictures that Diddy sent him of women.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that he's trying to sell to him or pimp him out. There was a video of a girl that had been purchased trying to go to, I forgot what rapper it was, or a rapper that we wouldn't know paid for this girl and sent her to, I want to say, no, I'm not going to say because I don't know for sure, but he turned her away. He told her to go away. He wasn't interested to go away.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder if Sean Combs was taking these younger rappers that really nobody knows and paying them to buy girls to sin, so he could get him.
Well, he's isolating himself.
He could get him, but he's isolating himself from situations. So.
Or insulating himself,
The other thing was I thought was crazy, too, is like, I don't know if you know about Cash Money.
A little bit.
Like Lil Wayne and those guys.
That was toward the end of my time as a hip-hop fan.
Well, the whole long-standing thing was Birdman had a homosexual relationship with Lil Wayne when he was underage.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just a giant... that's a thing that's known in the industry that's not really talked about.
Right.
And I remember when people started talking about, like, there was somebody had came out. I can't really remember what media it was on, but there was somebody making a claim or a statement that the world would be turned upside down on its ear, the hip hop world, if everybody knew how many hip hop artists were homosexuals. Or did homosexual things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no way, man.
Those are the tough guys, right?
Yeah, that's some street thugs and stuff. Oh,
man.
But, man, I mean, now, like, I look back on that whole interview, and I wish I could remember who it was. But I'm talking about this was way back. This is like a little bit past NWA days.
Yeah.
You know?
Back, like, what, late 80s, early 90s, probably?
I'd say probably late 90s.
Yeah.
Late 90s, those guys.
Yeah, I guess a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But still, God, late 90s was 25 years ago now, you know?
I know. Golly, since old.
But yeah, I always had to feel like there were two ways to get famous, right? Maybe you're just super talented and the right record executive sees you and puts you out there, or movie producer, director, whoever. And then there's the other way.
Yeah.
You know, which is what we're talking about.
Right.
And how many of these people, these like cookie cutter artists that sing the same kind of songs as the last guy, and they're famous anyway? And we're like, we already got one of those guys. Why do we need another one?
Well,
you know, and he's in now, whatever.
Yeah.
Weird club or.
I'd tell you the new weird one for me, which I've never heard one song she's ever sang. But you go back and take a look at I Spice's net worth 2 years ago, and then look at it now. Who is she? Where does she come from?
We're to the point, though, Rob, where like, oh, I never heard of her. Is she famous?
Yeah. I mean, like, I still listen to, like, music that's, like, newer music.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of hardly any of it.
Yeah.
But I just kind of want to hear it just to see what it is. Because music's always been, like, super important to me. Like, I love music. I love all kinds of music. And listening to the newer stuff is hard to do.
Yeah.
But I still ain't never heard this girl on anything. Other than she did when the Barbie movie came out, and she got on a
she did a
collab with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, I thought she did something.
And that's when I knew who she was. That's how I knew she was. But any other you ain't made that many millions off a collab with Nicki Minaj on one song.
One song.
You have to throw in your little devil signs up in the Super Bowl box.
You know
what does Taylor Swift got to do with her? Like, what do they, you know what I'm saying?
It makes sense. Are they on the same label? I don't know. It
makes no sense. Makes zero sense.
No, it doesn't at all. It doesn't at all. But I mean,
it's plug and play. It's what it is.
Yeah.
It's plug and play.
Completely interchangeable. Well, you think about talent and who got to where they are. Like, what's Taylor Swift? Bless her heart. She knew three chords on the guitar, you know, and she wore boots. And
Toby whatever. Keith was like, she reminds me of my niece.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a record deal.
Yeah.
And look at her now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's big time. It's big. They tell us she's famous. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, is that what fame is?
No. I guess, man.
I used to think that's what it was.
I just wanted to watch the Super Bowl. That was all I wanted.
I did too.
I just wanted to watch football, and then, you know, here we go. But, yeah, how do you get there?
Did you know they had a bet over and under on how many times they'd show her on TV?
Yeah. I saw it was
a Vegas line.
I was looking at all the lines before the game, and she was in like six of them. Yeah. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I wonder who had I Spice throwing up the devil horns on their bingo card. If it wasn't for her, the 49ers would have won.
And the Super Bowl was the first time I heard her.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, like, still, like, yeah. Who is she? And then she's got a Dunkin' commercial, and she's got a drink named after it, Dunkin' Donuts. Like,
I'm out. Krispy Kreme, henceforth.
Same here. Well, a sweet bar for me.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to get the diabetes stirred up.
Keep it
local. I'm going to the sweet bar. Yeah. So. Well, Danny, what do you guys got going on over there with your project? What's happening with you guys?
We are cranking out Burnham Podcast weekly.
Yes.
We've got the PJ grappling bit going on. Let's see. It's March the 29th right now.
Yep.
PJ is doing 2 grappling tournaments in one day.
What?
He's doing freestyling Greco-Roman.
Okay.
And in the Georgia Games coming on April 27th. The best part is that those are the 2 grappling styles that lend themselves the least to his physical attributes. He's going to get wrecked. It's going to be fantastic.
I just want him to stay in one piece.
He's got to do 10 of these things, so we got to keep them together.
Jeez.
Like, can we save these for last? And he was like, well, this is just when it's going on. So we're doing that. We're pretty excited about the Book of Rob and what that's going
to
be.
Yeah, man, we have got to get together soon and start trying to bust some of that out.
Yeah.
I agree that we need to get a storyboard started soon. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We're doing a thing with the Emperors, too, the minor league baseball.
That's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. And I saw where Ladd McConkey's going to be at the game.
Who's that?
He's a wide receiver for man, Danny. Dang it. Come on, Danny. You know you got to brush up on your Georgia.
I know. Go dogs.
On your Georgia roster for you kids. So. Yeah. But no, I think they got a lot of cool things coming up this year. I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
I like their Day of the Dead jerseys they're going to have, too.
The Duraznos.
Yes.
It's the name. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be
cool. Peaches in Spanish. It's great.
That's going to be awesome. Maybe I can get a t-shirt out of that. So.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I wear that proudly.
Yeah.
So, well, man, I wanna thank you for getting in here, and I hope you guys have an awesome week. Let me try that again, Umber Fudd. I hope you have an awesome Easter weekend, and y'all just do your thing, man.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be cool.
Be Easter. It's gonna be awesome.
Yep. Yeah. I get to Easter egg hunt with a grandbaby.
Man,
get out of town.
New leaves, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
It is. It is. So it'll be cool.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
See ya.